Welcome to the Cupcake Castle.
Actually,
I made you a butt cake.
When I was a kid, they had those packets of pure sugar that was colored, and they came in little sticks.
I had some of those.
I had them in a little and stick it down sugar. And I remember putting one of them just completely. Remember those chicken sticks? Or no, not chicken sticks, pixie sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, but those were little, right? When I was a kid, they made giant giant ones.
I remember
one time. Michael John bought me one. He's like, he was always the worst about, you know, like instigating shit. You know, like, here's a whole pound of sugar. You know, eat up. See what my mom would react like. He bought me one of those, and they were really, like, literally 3 feet tall. And I turned that puppy up. It was like grape or something. I poured sugar in my mouth, like just like this. And it went all up in my nose and everything. I like to choke to death. And it was good. What other kind of candy did we like that you can't get anymore or that's hard to get? Did you know there's like a website for like candy that they made growing up that you can't, you know, it's hard to find now. They still make it, but it's hard to find.
Yeah, absolutely.
They talked those companies into making them again. So.
They had those little chewing gums that looked like tacos. You ever see those?
Uh-uh.
It's like a three little pieces of chewing gum that are like tacos, a little shredded gum.
The way you like tacos, you had to have some of them.
Like a little tomato, and then it's folded over, you know, it looks like a little taco shell. Pretty cool.
You know,
what was it, cherry and
different flavors?
Different flavors.
I don't remember that. Kind of, a little bit. Do you remember those little hamburger-looking cookie snacks I made for y'all at school one time for some class party? And nobody was doing that back then. You take the two little vanilla wafers and you put a Keebler, like a mint patty on it. That's the hamburger. And then you put...
You're talking about a York patty?
No, a cookie. It's all made out of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But you start off with the two vanilla wafers. That's your buns. Then you've got the little Keebler cookie that's like a mint patty, kind of like a Thin Mint or something, except it's a little bit thicker, and that's your meat. And then, like, I don't really remember what I used. I think for lettuce you can use, like, coconut that you've tinted green, and then, like, for frosting, or for your mayonnaise or mustard, you would, like, color frosting.
I remember.
Yeah, and then on the top you take, and somehow there was something you put on it, not egg whites, because kids can't eat raw egg whites, but there was something you'd brush on the top, and then you sprinkle sesame seeds. Looked just like a little hamburger.
Oh, I remember.
What?
Boys and girls, we got a secret. Miss A's gonna divulge her secret tater salad.
Tater salad. They just call me tater salad. Miss A's precious tater salad.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Is that clear? Repeat after me. I'll pay.
I'll pay attention.
I'll pay attention.
All right, let's continue.
Okay. You start off with about 3 pounds of red potatoes. You just scrub them down. You don't peel them or anything. Just scrub them down, cut them up, boil them till they're tender. Then, while you're doing that, you take a whole package of bacon, like the 12-ounce package, and you fry it until it's really crisp because you don't want any, like, soft, flimsy bacon.
Dang near burnt.
Yeah, just almost burn it. And you fry it, and then you drain that real well, and then you crumble it. So you got your taters cooking, you got your bacon frying. Then you got your green onions. You just get a bunch of green onions and you cut them up, how many ever you want to put in there, the green part and some of the white part. Then, while all that's going on, you make your ranch dressing. You get a little packet of the Hidden Valley Ranch dressing mix and you make it with milk and mayonnaise. A cup of milk, a cup of mayonnaise, just like it says on the package. Shake it up real good, let it chill while your potatoes are cooking. Then you drain your potatoes when they're done, and you put them in a big-ass bowl. And then you take your crumbled up bacon, you put that in there, you take your chopped up onions and you put that in there, and then you pour all that dressing over those taters, just how much ever you want. Just like, we use the whole thing because we usually make a big ass pot of potatoes, so it usually takes the whole thing of dressing. But if you're making less, you could use less dressing. And then you just mix it all up real good, and you season it with a little bit of salt and some cracked pepper. Because that's the best. You can use regular pepper, but the best is the cracked black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just want to chill it a little bit before you serve it. You don't want it to be cold, because there's nothing worse than cold potato salad.
And that's what I'm saying.
Makes your teeth hurt when you eat it. It's better if you do chill it, because if you make it a day ahead of time and you chill it overnight, take it out, let it sit on the counter for an hour or so before you serve it.
Actually, yeah.
And that's it. That's the secret recipe.
Saying, man, you understand?
I got a disclaimer. Angelina hadn't had her baby yet. Did you hear Stephen?
I hear talking, man.
Okay, disclaimer for this week is Angelina hadn't had her baby yet. I was wrong. I was comparing people who got pregnant, had a baby, while Tom's girlfriend was pregnant with her alien baby. Angelina's still pregnant, so that's my first disclaimer. Sorry. What's my second disclaimer?
She had her baby.
Angelina? Oh, yeah. Well, that's not a disclaimer. Tom Cruise's fiance had the alien baby.
You mean fiancé?
I don't know what they named it. Some weird queer name. they're all real happy about it and shit. And it was born on the same day as Brooke Shields' daughter. It was born on the same day that Brooke Shields had her baby girl. You know the whole Brooke Shields, Tom Cruise, they hate each other. Because Tom Cruise was telling Brooke Shields how she shouldn't have had postpartum depression. And, you know, that's all quackery if you take anything for postpartum depression and shit. And so she had written a book about it or whatever. So then she's like, told him basically to go fuck himself because he didn't know what he was talking about. So they squabble back and forth through the, you know.
Yeah, coming from a Scientologist.
Yeah, exactly. So, how?
I think he's in his midlife crisis.
Yeah,
he's going nuts.
You know what he is, don't you?
A queer.
All right.
Yeah.
What are we here for, Johnny? Or...
Here, Johnny Rancher
Candy. Time to blow, Jolly Rancher Candy.
Yeah, he's a queer, but he's also crazy.
Yeah, he's
crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Oh, look at this clown is laughing.
What a naked thing.
It takes a minute.
I'm a sweet little cupcake. Baked by the devil!
It's a good cupcake.
Well, it was like a...
Cupcakes. Hey, 1 week we'll make cupcakes.
Yeah.
the best cupcakes, right, Anita?
Yes.
But it ain't my recipe, but I'll still give it away because it's what I make my cupcakes with.
Neato fruit.
It's all about cupcake, baby.
Damn. The frosting.
I miss Cupcake.